I am honored to be the first bill of the first hearing of this committee for the new year. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Basically, this bill does deal with navigators, and what it does is it reiterates what was in your bill last year, which was the licensing requirement, and then it adds on top of that a bonding requirement at $100,000 for the bond, and then a private cause of action with liquidated or stipulated damages of $50,000 per occurrence and attorney's fees for anyone who basically violates the provisions of being a navigator and using the personal information that they gather to the detriment or in violation of the law as established. In other words, any purpose other than to gather health insurance or to provide somebody with health insurance. And here's why this is important. The potential for consumer fraud here is enormous, and I know that you know that, and really the provisions of your bill last year were the exact same concerns that go along with insurance agents, which is someone comes to you, they are presented with tremendous personal information, both financial information, healthcare information, date of birth, social security number, all those other things. The potential for abuse is there. It's why we've licensed insurance agents who basically operate the same as navigators for decades. And then now that we have the provisions of the ACA, navigators, the issue comes out. Well, Congress didn't address that issue, that potential existed. And traditionally, professional licensing has always been under the authority of state police power. It is not under the power specifically granted Congress. It's a state police power for consumer protection. So we passed your bill last year, went into effect August 28th. There is now a federal lawsuit challenging the provisions of licensure. What we are going to find ourselves in a position of is if, in fact, the state is not permitted to license navigators, then we're right back where we were before, which is the potential for consumer fraud, yet the state not having any ability to protect Missouri consumers. And someone who uses a navigator is entitled to no less consumer protection than somebody who goes to a private insurance agent. So I think what you're going to hear today is your law defines navigators as well as navigator entities, which is the entities that hire the navigators or use them. But the question you're going to hear, some say, well, you know, we don't get the personal information. We just sit them in front of a computer. Well, maybe some do, maybe some don't. At a minimum, to sit in front of that computer and enter your information, you got to share your social security number. And I would argue that anyone who needs the assistance as basic as having someone assist them sit in front of a computer and turn it on is probably going to need a whole lot more assistance with their personal information and actually navigating the system. I think the other reason it's relevant is, unlike the private insurance industry, where really it's a private insurance product and it's determined how much the consumer pays, the information that's shared with the navigators and is entered into the system specifically reflects the level of subsidy that the recipient gets. So there is an element there of how much governmental benefit there's going to be based on the information that's entered. So you have the consumer protection issue as well as the fact that really there's no requirements from the feds, and I think it's very telling, and I've got the report for anybody who'd like to see it, but this just came out 4.5 months ago. The Committee on Oversight and Governmental Reform in the U.S. House looked into this issue of what the ACA requires and what the feds require of navigators, and again, which should be comparable to what we require of insurance agents. It's the same function, and yet they found that the federal requirements did not require background checks. There's nothing in the federal law that prohibits navigators from being convicted felons, including felons convicted of identity theft or fraud. There's no requirement that navigators have graduated from high school or earned any degree at all. And the only training requirement is a very vague 5 to 20 hours of training. And it really doesn't say what that is. But essentially, if the state is not permitted to license what are insurance agents, just insurance agents in a certain capacity, there is a tremendous risk for consumer fraud for Missourians, and we're going to have to find a way to deal with that. And if we can't license them, then we can bond them. So that's what the bill does.